precious Lord Jesus, we love you, we thank you. Gracious Father in heaven, we worship you, Lord. We thank you for this day you've given us, this beautiful day that you've given us. Lord, we take it from your hand with great gratitude. We praise you, Lord, for this day, a time when we can worship you, a day when we can draw near to God, a day when we can meet you, Lord, when you touch us and we reach out and touch you, when we're quickened by your life, filled with your Spirit. We thank you for this day, Lord, and the opportunities that it affords us. Oh, we just want to say thank you and want to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We are thankful to you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's sing 41 in our hymn books. Wonderful Savior. 41.
Amen.
Lord, to remember right now the children in the other areas of camp. Yes. Down at the village, they're worshiping you. They're hearing your call today. Yes. They're opening your word, Lord, and we pray that it shall really impact their lives. We pray that your call shall be heard. We pray that you will grip hearts today. Your spirit shall move among these campers down at the village and in the cottage as well. We thank you so much for those who work with our children and are faithfully bringing them your word. We pray that you'll put your anointing upon them, faith in their hearts, Lord. And we pray that the message shall come across in a clear and compelling way to each one of these minds and hearts, Lord. Thank you for our sister Antia, the way she is so faithful to present the gospel every time, Lord. She endeavors to show the children their need of a Savior and then lead them to Christ. We just pray that they shall come along, Lord. And we pray that your spirit shall just work mightily in these precious hearts. And also for Mary, Lord, we thank you for her. And pray that you'll encourage her heart today. Fill her with faith. We want to pray especially again for Emily. We heard that she wasn't well, and we want to ask you to lay your hand upon Emily, Mary's assistant head counselor. We pray that you'll touch her today, and we pray that you'll drive out sickness, Lord, and make her everyone whole. We thank you that you hear us when we call upon you. You are the mighty healer, and we thank you, Lord, that you are able for Emily's need today. And we just pray that you will meet her and let her feel your presence and sense that you are touching her, giving her the strength and the healing that she needs today. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Monday we said love, and Tuesday we said joy. So what should it be for Wednesday? Peace. Why not, right? Of course. Peace with God, the peace of God. 317. Let's sing it. There's a peace in my heart that the world never gave. A peace it cannot take away.
Oh,
take, because when you say something like this, you wonder if it's going to be tested. And well, Monday, my love was tested just a little. I'm not sure how well I passed that test. Maybe not that well, but it took too long, but it worked. And joy, I think my joy was tested yesterday. Again, it wasn't a heavy test. And the Lord helped us. And maybe peace, you know. Maybe your peace will be disturbed today. But then I thought, yesterday I thought already, that's good. Because with these little tests, we can grow. We can grow in our experience of the Lord. Constantly abiding. Who's doing the abiding here? I know when I was a kid, we always heard about abiding, and I thought that meant we were supposed to abide in Him. And it does say that in the Bible, but in this song, He's abiding with us. Abiding with us. Jesus is ever with us. He never leaves us, and He never forsakes us. And this is a great treasure. Let's sing the third verse. This treasure I have. Preached peace, he said, as he preached peace to you, as he spoken his peace into your heart. Praise the Lord. To those that were far away, to those that were near, he preached peace. Hallelujah. And he unites our hearts in love and in faith, and he fills us with his joy, and he manifests his presence and his life, and we're so thankful. Let's turn to 458. God's abiding peace is in my soul today. Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel it now. You know, sometimes we speak about the experience of these things and the feeling of them. And we mention that feelings are not that important, and that faith is much more important, to stand upon God's word, whether we feel things or not. And that's the truth. But I like to thank God that at least sometimes I actually feel His presence, His peace, His love, His joy. Isn't that a great pleasure, a great enjoyment that the Lord bestows upon His people? He causes us to feel His presence with us, and feel His joy in our hearts, and feel His peace settling over us and calming us as He comes to us. So it's not wrong. So let's enjoy the feeling if we have it. And if we don't, let's trust that He'll bring us into it, so that we can know that He is with us by experience as well as by faith. 458. God's abiding peace is in my soul today.
just by knowing him.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank the Lord for his word. It says, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee.
Yes.
And think of that key word, whose mind is stayed upon him.
Yes.
And today I have many, many times when trials have come, fiery trials have come, but the Lord has kept me in peace, in perfect peace. And this morning, that peace can be ours just by giving him that particular problem. He said in Isaiah 43, it says here, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee.
Hallelujah.
And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee.
Hallelujah.
When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank the Lord for his words. You know, many times people in the world, they go to psychiatrists, they go to psychologists because they need help. They have back problems, they have neck problems because of stress. But I thank the Lord that we don't have to come to anyone else. We can come to him.
Glory.
And we can have that perfect peace just by coming and destroying everything to him.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord for his help and
for
just helping us to just keep on trusting him.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stayed upon Jehovah. Hearts are full in us, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. Every joy or trial, all that comes above, traced upon our
ago, all of a sudden he lost his strength in his legs, and they were trying to find out what was wrong with him. He's been going to therapy. He was in hospital for a while with tests, and then in a nursing home, and he's home again. And she said to me, you know what he sings all the time? Peace, perfect peace. In this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Remember that song? Just a two-line song in the hymn book, one of the hymn books that has one line down here and one up here. I thought, two lines, couldn't they just find a way to put them together? Anyway, it's got many verses, and she said, this short-term memory isn't so good. He's an old man. He comes here. We love our brother Hofflander, but he said, she said, the things from long ago, he could just keep reciting and keep telling you. But that's one of the things that's filling his heart, gratitude for peace.
Praise
and thank you. We need to enter into it, as you said. Keep our hearts and minds stayed upon the Lord.
Yes.
Perfect peace. Praise his name. And before we go into our lesson, let's sing one more. 338, I believe. And while you find it, that song we just sang, a verse of, is called Like a River Glorious, and it's by Frances Havergal, the same lady that wrote the devotional booklet. And in addition to the memory work that you guys have from Philippians 2, if there's anything you would like to memorize, for this summer, the 60th anniversary, and take from camp this year. I can't think of anything better than that hymn. 334, you'll find it. And just sing it. You could. It'll be a treasure for the rest of your life to have that hymn in your mind and heart and live by it. And I didn't want 338, I wanted 337. So, sweet peace, the gift of God's love. Unfortunately, his book, he has it all crossed out and fixed. And we sing it anyway, because it's such a wonderful truth and experience. God, the sweet peace, it comes from above. The gift of God's love. And I think the last verse, we can sing it just as it stands, okay? And it's a great one. And here we do the abiding. Abide in me, Jesus said, and I in you. In Jesus' name.